A fan attacks Seth Rollins. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
An ugly and potentially dangerous incident during last night's Raw. A fan at Brooklyn's Barclays Center crossed the barricade and tackled Seth Rollins to the ground. Two WWE referees immediately tried to pull the fan off of Rollins, but it was at least 10 seconds before security finally intervened and allowed Rollins to get back to his feet. WWE released a statement saying the fan was, quote, turned over to the NYPD and will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, end quote. The attack happened around 9 p.m. Eastern after Rollins had just beaten up Finn Balor during an in-ring segment. Turning to more trivial matters from last night's Raw, it turns out Austin Theory stole Cleopatra's egg during Survivor Series. Despite threats of more serious consequences, Vince McMahon rewarded Theory with a title match against WWE champion Big E. Big E pinned Theory with the big ending to get the win. Two titles did change hands last night. First, Carmella and Queen Zelina are the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. They beat Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H. Zelina pinned Nikki. The 24/7 title changed hands twice last night. First, Cedric Alexander beat Reggie in a straight-up match. And then, in the aftermath, Dana Brooke pinned Alexander to take the title, and she escaped the building without further incident. Damian Priest beat SmackDown's Sami Zayn to retain the United States title. Bobby Lashley beat both Rey and Dominic Mysterio in a 2-on-1 match. Dominic submitted to the Hurt Lock. One half of the Raw Tag Champs, Riddle, pinned Dolph Ziggler with an RKO. Bianca Belair pinned Tamina with the KOD. And AJ Styles and Omos beat the Street Profits via disqualification after Angelo Dawkins sprayed a fire extinguisher at both Styles and Omos. Tonight's NXT has a North American title match. Carmelo Hayes defends in a three-way against Johnny Gargano and Pete Dunne. Plus, NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa versus Grayson Waller, NXT women's champion Mandy Rose versus Cora Jade, and Indy Hartwell and Persia Parada versus Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter. Kenny Omega is officially without a title of any kind for the first time in over 2 years. AAA stripped him of its Mega Championship after Omega confirmed he will soon undergo surgery. Omega was scheduled to defend the title against Hijo del Vikingo on December 4th. A new match for the vacant title has yet to be announced.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dark has The Acclaimed versus Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson, and Lee Moriarty versus Nick Camarado. On last night's Dark Elevation, Chris Statlander, Ryo Mizunami, and legit Layla Hirsch beat Emi Sakharov, Penelope Ford, and The Bunny. Statlander pinned The Bunny with the Big Bang Theory. Also, Wheeler Yuta pinned Serpentico with a roll-up.
Ring of Honor.
There is a new Ring of Honor World Television Champion. Dalton Castle dethroned Dragon Lee on this past weekend's ROH TV. Castle put him away with the Bangarang after a little help from Dak Draper and Shane Taylor Promotions. Mandy Leon pinned Allison Kay to win a three-way that also included Trisha Dora. As a result, Leon will face Willow Nightingale at a later date, and that winner will challenge ROH Women's Champion Roxy at Final Battle. Also on the show, Brian Johnson beat John Walters in a Pure Rules match. Tonight's NWA Power has Chris Adonis versus The Pope, World Champion Trevor Murdoch and Crimson versus Jeremiah Plunkett and Jack Stain, and Taryn Terrell versus Kenzie Page in a social distancing match. I don't know either. Major League Wrestling announced it's instituting an open door policy, which will bring more free agents into the company.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's World Tag League tournament resumes on Tuesday. The Best of the Super Juniors returns on Wednesday with tournament leader Sho versus Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Taiji Ishimori versus El Phantasmo among the matches. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, November 23rd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.